On the KSRO live line with us is State Senator Mike McGuire. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. It's a beautiful day in the Redwood Empire. And congratulations, by the way, for a week ago today and the vote that took place. Another term for you as state senator. Congrats.
I feel very grateful. And I got to tell you, Pat, it is a privilege. And Sonoma County loves Pat Carrigan. Every parade I go to, I see Pat Carrigan being honored. It was wonderful to see her as the Grand Marshal of the Healdsburg Parade. And I just want to say thank you again for all of your incredible work on behalf of all of us who relied on you, your voice, your direction during the worst disaster that our county has ever seen. And truly, you saved lives, Pat, and so appreciative.
Well, thank you for the kind words very much, Senator. And let's get down to brass tacks. The CAL FIRE report is out about many of the fires that caused great, really destruction in Northern California, that is, in October. Not the Tubbs Fire yet. And the CAL FIRE findings themselves, anything surprised you about it?
Look, I, first of all, I think it's a step forward to bringing closure to many of those who have been absolutely devastated by these fires. And I want to say thank you to CAL FIRE because they have been absolutely thorough in this investigative process. As I've always said, if PG&E or any other company is found negligent, then they should be responsible for the damages caused by the blaze. But again, this process is ultimately going to be up to each of the district attorney offices.
Right.
And I have every confidence that our district attorney here in Sonoma County, that she will carry out her responsibility fully.
Yes, no, that would not surprise me either. But let's talk about if this report or these reports from CAL FIRE might have any effect in legislation on the state level. I mean, I know that that PG&E has tried to make some inroads in Sacramento to limit their liability in situations like this. What's the status of that?
You know, there has been some discussion about that, and it's mostly been coming from Pacific Gas and Electric. I have not seen a bill that is formally in print and moving forward that would limit their liability, but there's been a lot of discussion about it going forward. I would not be in favor of completely eliminating their liability. Look, I think, number one, after San Bruno and the devastating pipeline explosion that
yes.
San Bruno experienced, significant changes were brought about in regard to their ongoing maintenance. And I think that is what's going to have to happen when it comes to clearance of lines throughout California. San Diego Gas and Electric down in Southern California experienced a similar disaster with sparking of the line for various reasons. They've hardened their infrastructure. They have advanced aggressive clearance standards, and they've become the model for the state. And I think that's what PG&E is ultimately going to have to do. And have to be able to advance. But I would not be in favor of limiting liability, particularly when it comes to this disaster, if negligence is formally discovered.
And let's talk about the power, ongoing power, it seems, of the insurance lobbies at the state level. I know this is a particular, thorn in your side and in Senator Bill Dodd's side, too, as you continue to try to advance bills in the Senate that would affect in a positive way the survivors of the fires. And it keeps going up against, you're going up against a brick wall. At least that's what it looks like from here.
A brick wall and $1 million and really deep pockets. Look, we had a bill that would ensure that all of those who lost their homes in the North Bay firestorm would receive at least 80% of their contents without itemizing a list. By the way, 81%, according to the Department of Insurance, 81% of all homeowners who lost their home in the North Bay firestorm are receiving at least 75% value of their contents that were lost in the fire. We had this bill. It faced fierce opposition, significant lobbying against it. It's the right thing to do for all of those who survived this fire, and this was bottom line driven by the insurance industry, and it was incredibly frustrating. The insurance industry originally came to us with amendments that zeroed out the 80% so that fire survivors wouldn't receive anything for their contents. Then they came back at 25%. We rejected that. The chair of the insurance company committee came to us with 50%. We rejected that. It is absolutely offensive when a family loses everything they've ever had and loved, and the insurance companies are offering them 25% of value, especially when right now, because of controlling by the Department of Insurance, they're providing fire survivors 75% of their contents. So rather than completely handicap fire survivors, we decided not to advance the bill because we would have had to take we would have taken these amendments that would have made the bill useless. And it would have hurt survivors long term.
Is there anything, Mike, that we can do as citizens to combat the power being wielded by the insurance companies?
You know, I believe that we're eventually going to need to take this under the ballot. Proposition 103, which was passed by California voters overwhelmingly, but outspent tremendously due to the insurance companies. What Prop 103 did was it gave the power to hike insurance rates to the Department of Insurance. Up until Prop 103 passing in the 90s, the insurance companies could unilaterally raise residential rates. The authority was then granted to the Department of Insurance, and the insurance companies had to come in and give justification for rate increases. I think on this issue of ensuring that homeowners are going to be able to get what they're due when it comes to their structure that is destroyed in a disaster, or their contents that are destroyed, will eventually need to go to the ballot so that we take it out of the hands, unfortunately, of legislators and put it in the hands of voters. And I think voters will see the common sense to be able to advance assistance to their neighbors in their greatest times of need, and that's when they lose their home and their contents. And I'll just say this, Pat, and I know we're limited time, but look, a home is more than just the four walls. The heart of a home is the contents, the mementos, the family photos, and that's what we were fighting for. And candidly, I refuse to give in to the insurance companies, and we're going to continue to fight like hell to make sure that we're going to get the fire survivors of the North Bay the resources they need to rebuild now and long term.
Okay, let's talk about today then. Let's talk about your priorities from this moment in this week moving forward. What's it at or near the top of the list for you, Senator McGuire?
We have to make sure that we are getting the resources, financial resources, into the North Bay to ensure that homeowners are going to be able to rebuild and county, city government doesn't miss a beat. Number one, we had to make sure that we backfilled property taxes to make sure that public safety, health and safety, health and human services don't have to receive cuts. So we've secured about $21.8 million for all four counties to backfill the property taxes. We secured $29.1 million to be able to cover the debris removal costs that local governments are going to have to pay. So,
yes.
For example, Pat, we hit $1.3 billion in debris removal costs across the four fire-ravaged counties. The bill for Santa Rosa was going to be $10 million. The bill for the County of Sonoma, $10 million. We were able to get that backfilled to ensure that they're not going to have to spend money on the debris, but they continue to spend money on resources that help residents. We also have to make sure that we are securing the funds for Redwood Valley up in Mendocino County. We have a water system that was nearly completely destroyed, and I think you're going to hear some good news about that in the next 48 hours of securing enough funds to be able to rebuild the water system to get 187 homes rebuilt up in Mendocino County. But the top priority is going to continue to working together to make sure that we're bringing in the resources so that all four counties can rebuild strong and that folks are going to be able to thrive in the years to come.
Yeah, I think one of the things, in fact, that the Board of Supervisors is working on this week and tomorrow is the day, today and tomorrow, to talk about the cuts that are going to need to be made in behavioral health. And those, I think, are going to hurt. But it's a good thing. I'm glad to hear you've got our back as far as mental health services goes, too, because we'll probably need it.
Absolutely. And I think we also need to focus on preventative maintenance, if you will, when it comes to preventing fires before they start. So $195 million is moving from the state of California to be able to do fire clearance around homes, chipper programs, et cetera. We secured $50 million for enhanced mutual aid for firefighting services. So in addition to having enhanced firefighting services during the peak of fire season, we're also launching the most aggressive program in the state's history to be able to keep our homes and businesses safe through fire prevention programs. So that's another really significant focus. And the other piece, Pat, is we have to continue to backfill. Santa Rosa City Schools have lost over 500 students since the start of the North Bay firestorm. And that's a significant hit to their bottom line. And so we're also focused on making sure that we're backfilling those 500 students would bring in, if you will, in revenue, which is about $11,800 per student, and making sure that Santa Rosa City Schools don't face dramatic budget cuts. So that's another significant focus of ours as we move forward here in the months and years to come.
Well, Senator McGuire, thanks for being here this morning, and we'll continue to keep tabs on what's happening in Sacramento via you. Thanks for being here.